Hello there. Welcome to Eco Talk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg, and this is where we practice compassionate conservation each and every day. We hope you do too. The theme for this program is our energy, how we generate it and why it matters, affecting everything from the quality of the air we breathe to where we go to war. We'll start with a new IPCC report just released, and one of the contributors will join us. We'll also be talking to our friend Frank O'Donnell on new research connecting pollution to significantly higher risk of heart disease. Also, some new research out about ethanol, the dirty side of that alternative fuel. Then Jeff Berry, an environmental filmmaker, will join us talking about his latest work called Kilowatt Hours. That's O-U-R-S, and it's all about you and me. And then we'll also be bringing you the best of the news this week from our friends at Treehugger. Want to introduce our first guest, Dr. Beth Holland. She is a senior scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research and head of the Biogeoscience Department, if I got all that right. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Betsy.
There are all kinds of scientific reports coming out on climate change these days, but this one seems to have special sway. There's been a lot of anticipation about it. I know this week on Larry King, they had guests talking about it, including Barbara Boxer and Jim Inhofe, but they kept referring to, you know, this is going to be a really important report. Heidi Cullen, also from the Weather Channel. Why does it hold so much special significance in world thinking?
Well, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report is issued every 5 to 6 years, and it's a product of several years of deliberation by several hundred scientists on what the state of the science is. And the first report is the summary for policymakers for the physical science basis.
Okay, and you contributed one chapter to the book?
Yes, I was a lead author on the Chapter 7, Coupling the Climate System and Biogeochemistry.
Biogeochemistry, I'm not even going to try to guess what that is exactly. Give us an overview in layman's terms, please.
Biogeochemistry is how we consider different parts of the Earth system to work together, the biology interacting with the chemistry, interacting with the geology, and those are all important components of the Earth.
And did you have a conclusion in your chapter that you can share with us?
There are a number of conclusions, and one is that key greenhouse gases, methane, N2O, and carbon dioxide, are rising faster than we've seen in the last few hundred years, and that human activity are responsible for generating that increase in those greenhouse gas emissions.
So that's the overall message from the report, as well as your chapter leading to that conclusion as well?
Exactly. There are a number of different chapters that approach it from different perspectives, but our chapter was responsible for looking at where the emissions came from for methane, carbon dioxide, and nitrous oxide.
Well, certainly all the research has been pointing in this direction, that it is real, it is here, and that humans are the major contributors, if not the sole contributors, to this problem. Was there anything in this report that maybe it just underscores that, or does it go beyond that? I don't know what else there would be that's more frightening than that, but perhaps there was more.
Well, I think we've never had the opportunity to assemble all of the evidence in the way that we've been able to assemble in this report. Mm. And I find that the assembled pieces of evidence, everything from the change in global temperature to changing snow cover to documented rise in sea level to the continued documentation of the change in the atmospheric concentration of these greenhouse gases, putting all of those pieces together is what this report does in a way that no other report has done before. And the story is incredibly compelling.
Do you think this will quell whatever debate there is still left, credible debate, if there is any at all?
There will always be debate because that's what we do as humans. I think that what this will do is convince all of us that this is an important issue that we cannot avoid any longer.
Does a report go into what needs to be done?
No, because this report, particularly for Working Group 1, the physical science basis, focuses on the scientific evidence we have for the change in climate.
Now, you are scientists, and so you say the only debate remaining is how certain we are that climate change is man-made. You're pretty certain, I imagine, but you don't want to commit to 100%.
No scientist will ever commit to 100%.
Mm-hmm. Probably no person should either.
That's right.
Always some wiggle room. But it's pretty close, I would think.
We deal in probabilities, and mm-hmm. there's always a probability that there might be a surprise that we've missed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and who else contributed to this report?
500 other people.
All of them scientists or other professions?
Yes, all scientists.
And from around the world?
Yes, there were scientists from all over the world, including people from Saudi Arabia, Russia, Africa, Australia, New Zealand. It was an incredible group of people.
I bet. And what percentage approximately was America? I mean, what American scientists represented? Not sure. Australia, you remind me of certainly one really scary phenomenon that's going on. And I think they're into their 10th year of a severe drought.
That's not my area, but yes, I think they are.
And there's a drought taking place in the Brazilian rainforest. I mean, I guess that's what this report does. It brings together all these weather phenomena and says this is the common link. Is that pretty much the takeaway
message?
Well,
weather and climate really operate on different timescales. So this is looking at the climatological evidence and then inferring from that we also have some evidence for changing weather patterns.
Okay, and it's pretty simple, really. I mean, I think most folks can understand the greenhouse effect and that, you know, we're burning too much CO2, putting it into the atmosphere, and that is trapping the heat, and that is causing this change in weather patterns. But maybe people don't quite understand, and I didn't till I saw Al Gore's movie, that what's really key here is the flow of ocean currents as well as air currents.
Yeah, both of the components of transport of heat and energy on Earth are really important, the atmospheric transport as well as the oceanic transport.
I think the other thing that's sort of misunderstood, and perhaps that's why not enough people are as alarmed as perhaps one might think they should be, what's another degree or two? But what we've learned is that it's really about, you know, keeping that delicate balance and keeping this place where we live and thrive, you know, intact and not fueling with Mother Nature. And just give us a little bit of an overview of, you know, how you would best describe why we should be concerned, even if there's just a little bit of fluctuation in degree.
Well, I think that we have to decide as a, you know, as a global community of people, what level of climate change we're willing to put up with. And there's going to be a whole range of opinions, but we have to come to some sort of collective consensus on what we're willing to buy into, because we've already bought into considerable climate change.
And
that's one of the points that the report makes.
Is it true that about 2 degrees, from 2 to 5 degrees is possible this century? I've heard everything in that range. Increase.
This is not my best area of expertise in this report, but it's 2 to 5 degrees. And what we see is increasing evidence, not for a lower limit on that, but that it's likely to be that or higher.
And a key component of that is how many parts per billion of CO2 we're putting out in the atmosphere.
That's one of the key components. But remember, there are it's not just carbon dioxide. It's carbon dioxide. It's the halocarbons. It's nitrous oxide. It's methane. It's tropospheric ozone. It's the cooling components, aerosols, for example.
And how much of your work has been dealing with climate change over the last few years?
Most of my work has been in the area of the connection between the biosphere and the atmosphere since I came to work at NCAR in 1989.
And what has this just been like for you personally, watching this drama unfold? And, of course, we're just at the beginning of it, realizing that man can certainly have an impact on nature.
The first climate change report came out in 1990, and then this will be the fourth assessment report. And I find it incredibly fascinating to watch the accumulation of the body of evidence, how we understand what we understand about the evidence, that we've got so many different lines of evidence leading us to the same conclusion, and that's really critical for us as scientists. Do you have multiple lines of evidence telling you the same sort of story? And, in fact, with each meeting, each of the four meetings that I attended as a lead author, the story became even more compelling.
Thank you for sharing your story, your part of the story, and for your contribution to this important report, the IPCC report. And we've been speaking with Dr. Beth Holland. She is a senior scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research and head of the Biogeoscience Department there. Hope you learned a little bit about just what that means. Thanks again.
Thank you.
We'll be back.